This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Dave, I have a question about your life outside work. Can I ask it?
I don't really have one, but yeah, go ahead.
Yesterday when you got home and it was like the nicest day of the year and you wanted to pull out the sun loungers, are you on your own or is there anyone around in the gaff?
I didn't go home yesterday. I went to that place to get my suit fitted.
How do we even fill you in on what's going on here? This is a hard one to explain without sounding like an absolute asshole.
Well, if you listen to yesterday's podcast intro, you'll know what's going on. If you listen to today's and you're wondering what's going on, well, there's a certain place in Phibsborough that do suits and that. Sometimes they give them to me for free. And then I mentioned...
To rent, by the way.
And then I meant... Yeah, I'd not to but keep like... So I went in yesterday, didn't I? Got the suit fitted. I actually, I didn't really like it, to be honest. I was kind of... I tried on another one then and I was still a little bit like, whatever. But I'm sure it'll be nice once it's like tailored and stuff. Is 100 quid okay? Yeah, that's grand. Yeah, no bother.
I think that's probably a good deal.
It is a good deal. It is a good deal, but I'm just like...
Like, that's definitely discounted.
Yeah, 100%. Well, not 100%, but I mean...
How much would it be?
I think it's about 140, usually.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so...
Right, interesting.
Yeah, it's sad. It was a sad moment for me.
Humbling experience,
okay. Tapping that card, yeah. This is really relatable, right?
It's just you have a relationship going there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's just you. Just
but in fairness to them, they have given me they've rented me suits twice for free. They were very nice.
But
this is that was for like radio awards, which are a little bit more high profile. My mate's wedding in Meath, I don't think is that high profile.
Don't let your friend hear you say that.
My friends do not listen to this show. So they are Collar and Cuff in Phibsborough and they are the soundest people in the world.
And they gave you a lovely discount.
They did, in fairness. But I honestly love them. They're great. But so yeah, I rented that and I have to go collect it on Saturday. But then I went to Pippa's and I was kind of hungover. So she made me do a walk in St. Anne's Park. But we got a slushy. I realised I don't really like slushies. And then,
sorry, Callum. No, Jesus, I didn't even have you included. My
I feel like you would be a slushy. You reek of slushy.
I do. Yeah, but the reason I don't actually—it's too sugary. It's not nice to me. It's just syrup. It's just shite. So we walked around St. Anne's Park, which was nice. They were setting up for a snow patrol, which is happening there on Sunday.
Fuck off.
Was this yesterday?
Yeah. Why? Were you in St. Anne's?
No, I was just like you were. I just can't imagine like you doing things.
Interesting. Let me say more.
Just like St. Anne's Park is nowhere near you or Pippa.
She's minding the dog, her family dog in Clontarf.
So that makes sense.
Her family house is in Clontarf.
Okay.
So she's minding the dog. But we didn't bring the dog to the park.
Because of the heat.
Because of the heat.
Yeah.
It's way too hot. Speaking of dogs and heat, I must go to my little angel lads.
Oh yeah, you must. And then I came home and my housemate was already on my sun lounger. So then...
Where did you have the beer? Was that Pippa's?
No, that was when I got home.
Ah.
And so I lied. When she got up, she went for a nap because she was in bits. And so we were all hungover, to be honest. And then I laid down the thing. I said to one of my husbands, I said, will we have a beer? She said, fuck it, come, we'll have a beer. And we only had the one.
Lovely.
Lovely. It was really, really nice.
Yeah. Stunning times. Enjoy the sun today.
Bye.
Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. What are we, Tuesday?
It's Tuesday and it's going to be the hottest day on record again today.
Is it?
Well, yesterday was the hottest ever recorded day here.
28 degrees was recorded in County Clare, I think.
In May. So that's in history. That's been broken.
Wow.
Which is mad. Just for this month. Like,
I didn't realize it was today as well.
Today is going to be, I think, even hotter than yesterday from what I can see.
Oh my God.
And the rest of the week as well looking good. Doesn't look like it's going to break for another few days. But then it's mad, like, not to be a Debbie Downer, but crazy how much it can just change because next week's like not chilly, but dramatically colder than
yeah,
the rest of this week.
I know. And like also I'm looking at Dublin 15 because that's where I play golf and it's just nonstop rain next week.
Yeah.
Rain.
Really hope that changes. I had an awful moment this morning where I really wanted... I didn't know what to do. So just imagine you're in Rathgar, right? And the deli is on the corner.
Yeah.
And you want to turn right to head on down into Rathmines. So you're sitting at those lights, and already those lights are so annoying. They always give you an option to go straight or left, but it's only very occasionally the right turn comes up. So
okay.
They're slow. Like on my route every morning, it's like, oh, these bloody lights. But there was a car in front of me, and he stopped, but way in advance of the line.
Mm-hmm.
So I just knew those lights aren't going to register.
They're not going to pick
you up.
I
don't know what it is. There must be a sensor in the ground or something, because like we're not even going
to... There's a reason the line is on the road. Please drive to the line.
Yeah. And please, by the way, when it turns green and you have an opportunity to get into the box to turn right, please get into the box.
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise it's just not going to...
Some people don't know about the box.
It's not going to happen.
I didn't know about the box in my driver's test.
Did you not?
Which is, I suppose, somewhere you should probably know about it.
And did it get you caught up in it?
Yep, I failed.
Did you?
Yeah.
By not driving into the box?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you go, guys, drive into the box. But yeah, so sitting there this morning, car in front of me, weighing it, blah, blah, blah. So naturally, the light was just not turning green at all.
Okay.
So we watched it go from everyone else do their thing a few times. And I was like, what do I do?
What do you do?
So I got out.
Oh my God.
And I walked up. And he looked like the man from Up.
No.
Oh, no.
And what did you say?
I said, hello, I'm really sorry, but if you just wouldn't mind moving up to the line, then we should get our green light. And he said, oh, okay, my dear, I didn't realise.
Oh, God.
Oh. And then he was grand. Then
if I speak, I'm in trouble.
If I speak, what do you mean?
I just, like, some people should know how to drive.
I know.
Especially if they've been driving for years. When I got up and got ready for the day.
I could guess, but I'm not going to say.
You're going to guess something weird?
No.
What?
I bet you closed your curtains.
I left them closed.
Yeah.
And the blind.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought that was genius. And you just guessed it first.
No. Jack was the same. That yesterday, he was like, can we leave the curtains closed tomorrow? And I was like, why? That's so... I was like, I've got plants in here. They need light. He was like, move them.
You've got plants in your bed?
In my room.
No way. Yeah, well, obviously. Like,
yeah, but in my like, head.
But like, why? Are they good for your room?
Nah, my mom actually hates that I have plants in my room. She says it's not good for your breathing.
Yeah, I don't think it's good for your breathing.
Anyway, I have a plant and I was... Anyway, why it was on my mind, because I think at the moment we're in like, keep the curtains closed.
Yeah.
Keep the shutters closed like you live in Spain.
Well... I came across an article, and it was on Sky News, and it said 10 tips for staying cool if you don't have a fan. Tip 4 is turn on the fan.
No way.
So this is some top tips for you to stay cool and hydrated. Now last night I still have the 15 tog duvet on.
That's light or heavy?
No, very heavy.
Heavy.
But I feel like my house, there's kind of just a it's like a revolving door of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like housemates are bringing over friends and whatever, and whoever's staying over. So I don't, and I, my other tog duvet is like 7, but it's the one in the spare room, so everyone's been sleeping in under 7. So I feel weird about
that's putting. Very generous of you. I wouldn't be letting anyone sleep in my 7 tog.
Yeah.
You know what? Interestingly,
it's a long winter. You don't think summer's coming. You're like, I'll never use that ever again.
A 7 tog, I don't know, and don't break your washing machine, but I'd say your 7 tog could probably fit into the washing machine.
It probably could, you know.
Give it a spin.
It's actually not bad. But anyways, do you want some tips on...
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so stay hydrated, apparently. It's an obvious one, but apparently cools down the body. Avoid alcohol. They were saying also teas and coffees, which... basically cause dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
Not good for trying to get to sleep.
Callum,
have I read somewhere or have I made this up that apparently drinking tea in the hot weather is very it regulates your body temperature?
I have no idea.
I'm sure that I've read that when it's hot weather, having hot drinks keeps you cool.
Okay.
I don't know.
I did hear something like that before. It sounds familiar. This one though is bizarre, and it's just like, I like the way they just put it in the article as if it's totally normal, as if it's like avoid alcohol and stay hydrated. Put your pajamas in the freezer. During the day, place your pillowcase or pajamas in the freezer. Take them out before going to bed. Hopefully they will cool you down and help you sleep better.
You'd imagine though, if you put your pillowcase into the freezer, would it not when it comes out, and sorry, this is stupid.
Yeah, hard.
Hard one thing, but then wet.
Yeah,
no? Could be,
yeah, probably.
I was thinking more the wetness than the hardness.
Throughout the day, apparently wearing loose, cool and clothing, loose and cool clothing, hat and sunglasses will also help. So you're fecked.
Me here?
Yeah. Emma's in a giant snooty.
Well, that's just because the studio's cold. Outside
it's very
is
warm in here today.
Yeah, I'm actually going to take off the snooty. Temperature's a lot better.
Here's tip four, turn on the fan. fantastic for an article of how to keep cool if you don't have a fan. I actually did turn on the fan last night, but like just... Like I opened the window, put the fan in front of it,
yeah,
and then just blew obviously the cold air from the outside into the room. But I just kind of turned it,
do
you know what I mean, constantly to make the air. It did not help at all.
No.
Not in the slightest.
I don't know.
I can't sleep. But I get
I
so stuffy.
It was all right last night. I didn't find it too bad.
Really? And you are sleeping in the bed with someone as well. Like me and Pippa don't live together, so I still have the bed on my own. The thought of living with her
we're
for the summer.
We're not in the same vibe at all, though, because like I moved as well. Like you, we had a heavier duvet, which I got rid of and moved the spare room duvet over. So I'm under that, but Jack can't cope. So he's outside the bed under a throw. Okay. So like we're not, there's no body heat.
Right, fair enough. Yeah. Dump the duvet. Apparently thin cotton sheets will absorb sweat and are more comfortable than duvets. I can't deal without a duvet. But what I do
is...
It's
not like a sheet over you.
No,
I hate it. Holidays.
I absolutely hate it. It's my least favorite thing about going on holidays when they give you a sheet.
Really?
Yeah, give me a duvet. Even in that cold, like they also have AC on holidays. So yeah, and also heat rises, so sleep on the lower floor. So if you are lucky enough to have a downstairs, maybe try and sleep there. Apparently that is the best one. There are Royal Navy people who, to cool down when they're on patrol or whatever, they put their hands in ice water.
Okay.
And then they go back to sleep. And
don't they say that as well? Like, yeah, your hot points are your hands,
yes,
your head.
Your pulse points.
Yeah, your pulse points. So if you put your hands in, yeah.
Applying ice to the wrists and side of the neck can help to lower body heat as the blood vessels in those areas are close to the skin surface. Anyway, let me know tomorrow if you have managed to sleep better.
Okay.
And
more Dave tips.
Yeah.
To survive the hot spell.
I don't think I have more. Buy a fan. I don't know.
I have an update on my tea situation. You know, I was just saying a minute ago that tea apparently keeps you
cool when
it's hot. Louise has got in touch.
When you're cold, tea keeps you warm. But when you're too warm, tea cools you down.
How does that work? That's ridiculous.
That's just teasing me. Tell me more. Why?
Teasing.
Hey, very good. Stick with us before 7:30 this morning.
For more of that banter. Stick with us for more class puns like that.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Yesterday was payday for us. Anything extravagant? Did you buy anything exciting?
I paid my rent.
Okay.
I paid off my holiday.
Anything fun?
And then No, nothing fun.
Nothing fun.
Nothing fun at
no
all.
Random
I was
purchase.
Going to buy
anything on vintage.
I was going no because I bought that the day before. I was going to buy golf pants, but I didn't.
Right.
Because I got worried that I'd get the wrong golf pants again.
Fair enough. Well done. I had a purchase yesterday that was a very fun purchase. Now it wasn't very expensive, but I got home yesterday afternoon. Me and Seamus were hanging out in the garden and I was just looking at him on a sun lounger being like, this man, I don't think is like good for you to be doing this.
Seamus is the dog.
Seamus is the dog, by the way. Yeah, just context important there. I just assume everyone knows. Seamus is black in colour. So black attracts the sun. Mm. And I touched him at one point and I was like, whoa, man, this is too hot for you.
Yeah,
like,
they shouldn't
what do I
be
do?
Outside,
leave
really,
him,
should they?
Leave him inside, though.
Yeah.
Seems a bit mean. So I was like, what'll I do? So I rang, I'd seen these online, so I rang the local pet shop and I was like, by any chance do you have any dog paddling pools in? And they were like, what size would you be looking for? And I said medium. And he said, I've two left.
Oh, no way.
Going out the door today. So I grabbed Seamus, because he loves going to the pet shop, brought him with me.
Of course.
Went to the pet shop, he was delighted to go to his favourite shop.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the pick and mix, got himself a treat, and we got to the paddling pool. Went home. Lads, what a buzz.
Yeah.
This paddling pool is unbelievable. I think it's actually better quality. Like when I lived with the girls, we treated ourselves to a paddling pool one random
hot
spell.
You
did not. Yeah, we did. Like saps. And it was the blow up one, you know.
Oh yeah.
With the pump or whatever.
I love that.
But the one for the dog is obviously way better quality, because if it was a blow up one, they'd just rip it instantly. So it's a little bit more like durable.
Yes.
It can handle like
nails. Do you remember stupid purchases like that, like a paddling pool?
Oh, and you're like, come on, girls, let's go to Argos.
You'd use it once.
Do you ever just been able to go to Argos for whatever your heart desires?
Crazy times.
But anyway, paddling pool, Seamus, we got there eventually. Initially, when I set it up, I was like, he is not going to go near this. He's not afraid of water. He gets into the sea and he gets into like the stream all the time. But I was like, he's going to find this mad. Like, what?
I did find it weird because you put it on your Instagram with the question box.
How to get him in.
How to get him in. And I was like, what? How to get him in?
A lot of people were suggesting throw balls in, throw his favourite toy in, get in with him.
Would he not want to get in anyway? Would he not be roasting hot?
It would just take a bit of time for him to figure out what it is.
I would have just picked him up and put him in.
Then he'd never come back. He's also terrified of the hose. So like anytime the hose is around, he like runs away.
I love dogs that are terrified of everything. It's the funniest thing in the world.
It's because like when it was really mucky over winter time, there was some times where I'm like, man, you are like so dirty.
Oh yeah.
I have to just hold him down, hose him, and he'd be like, hates me for ages. So he's afraid of the hose. So I just grabbed a full bag of his favourite treats. Again, I'm probably coming across like a really bad dive owner here, or we're doing it with treats. Shoved them all in. He had a ball. He's obsessed with his paddling pool. Morning he was barking to get out there. But what I noticed yesterday was
this thing creates treats. Wet treats.
He had a ball. He didn't fully get in. I'd love him to like lie in it, because I filled it up a little bit higher than what you saw in my story. And the garden that is in the rented house we're in, my house I guess you'd call it, I suppose, naturally, it's on a bit of a slope. They never like dug out the garden and made it a proper garden, so like you can't get it at a good level, because one side of the paddling pool is always going to be higher than the other.
Of course.
But I filled it up, but I'd love him to roll in it, you know, and really enjoy it and even maybe swim. But at the moment he's just getting in for his treats and hopping back out again. But because he was going in for his treats, he was drinking loads more water than he usually would yesterday.
Yes.
He was like a wee machine.
Oh no.
All day was just paddling pool, massive wee. Paddling pool, massive wee. But this morning, like 10 to 6, I was like, morning. And he wanted to go out and have a look, just check that there was no foxes in it.
That's cute. Like,
you know, back to his paddling
pool. How much was it?
Guess what? Have a guess.
50 quid?
$14.99.
14?
Isn't that good value?
1-4.
Yeah.
Stop.
Isn't that that's exactly what Jack said. He made me confirm by going, like, 1-4.
Show us the bank account. Yeah.
And I was like, yes, 1-4-9-9. And then he gave high five. That's my kind of purchase.
Wow.
He was expecting, like, when he sent me half of that, it was 140 quid.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, Dave and Fiona will play the tricky tenny.
Tony's Chocolate Lonely is bringing a first ever Irish free chocolate pop-up experience to Dublin for one day only. And to celebrate, we have a year's supply of chocolate up for grabs. Every single day, by the way, this week. This is nuts.
It's on between 12 and 7.
Well, maybe nuts if you like your chocolate that way.
Yes. 12 to 7 is happening on Thursday. And with the sun out and people all around that area, town anyway, I say it's going to be Choco
Fade Block Street.
Hey.
Choco Block.
Hey.
Choco Blocked. Well done.
Thank you. That was an accident, but we'll take it. The pop-up happening in Fade Street Studios, Thursday, 12 to 7. As we said, plenty of chunky chocolate up for grabs.
Very nice. So, listen, designed to be both immersive and thought-provoking. The experience will be a treat for your senses and taste buds, a big flavour and bold colours, all rooted in Tony's mission to end exploitation in cocoa. So, a year's for our supply of chocolate. Who have we got on today?
Which is mentally a year's supply of chocolate. It's Robin. Are you on your way to work? Are you going to miss out on some sunshine today?
I am. It's so sad, but at least I get to see you. Hopefully after work I can go walk on the beach or something.
Yes, very nice. Now, Robin, are you Robin with an I or Robin with a Y?
With a Y.
Okay.
She's not an animal.
Is that how you spell the animal? Would you not have a name? Well, because like Batman and Robin is spelled with an I.
Is Robin from Batman with an I? I don't know any Robin's names, humans that are I.
Interesting.
I think the guy's name is an I, maybe.
Ah, okay.
I take it back, Robin with a Y.
Lovely name. Cool. What do you do for work, Robin?
I'm in e-commerce, but it's for a Jeep fragrance brand. So Regency Fragrances, little shout out. It's a
very
new brand.
Nice. How dare you shout out the company on our airwaves? That will be 10,000 euro, please. What's the company called again?
Regency Fragrances.
Regency Fragrances. And do you do like dupes?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, loads of different types.
Interesting.
Sounds like a bit of me. Listen, let's try and sort you out with a year's supply of chocolate. We're going to play a game of Tony or Not. What we're going to do, Robin, is name a famous person. And what you have to tell us if they are called Tony or not. Right?
Okay.
It's quite easy. If you get 3 in 30 seconds, you will win. So, for example, one of the questions could be the President of Ireland with the surname Connolly, Tony or not? And you would say...
Not.
Exactly.
All right. So you have to get three of them correct in 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Okay. Fingers crossed.
Off you go. Liverpool player with the surname Salah. Tony or not?
Not.
Yes, correct. Irish chat show host famous for his red hair. Tony or not?
Not red hair.
Oh, sorry. Red chair.
Not.
Red chair. Not is also correct.
Broadway Theatre Awards. Tony or not?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct. That is a Tony. Well done, Callum. That was good. Correct. You have won yourself. I know. Get ready. This is an absolutely insane thing to say to someone, but I'm so jealous that someone's not saying it to me. A year's supply of chocolate.
That's amazing. I'm such a chocoholic, so that's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're
that's
exactly what we want. Congratulations, Robin with a Y, and have a fantastic day at Regency Fragrances.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Good luck.
Bye.
I wonder, when people give a mention to their company on the show, does the boss in the morning go, well done? I wonder, you surely do get a little pat.
I like them dupe companies though. They're cool. I don't know how they do it. Like, how do they smell Chanel number 5 and go,
I know what that
add
is.
A bit of this now. A bit of that.
You imagine them cooking over the pan.
Yeah.
So obviously, just go back through, the Liverpool player with the surname Salah is Mo Salah, and with the famous red chair.
Yes, not
is
hair.
Of course, Graham Norton.
It's so funny because I was like, Irish chat show host famous for his red hair, and I was like, who the hell?
I was like, who is that?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Your chance to win with Tony's Chocolate Only again tomorrow morning on the show. We'll do it just after 9:30. All of that chat earlier on. Nicola was in touch.
Morning, Emma. I'm just listening to you talking about your dog. My dog is very sane. Sits in the heat till he's about 70 degrees. And the dog is panting for his life and just won't leave the sun. But come here, another little tip for you is if you have a basin, if you fill the basin up with cold water with some ice, but chop up veg and fruit and put it in the water. It's like bobbing apples, but for dogs. And they'll keep sticking their head in and out of it to get the fruit and the veg and stuff and eat it, and it cools them down.
That is a great shout.
That's a shout. It reminds me of like a zoo and the monkeys. When you don't see them and they have the big bowls of fruit.
Keep them busy, yeah.
And like broccoli and all.
It must be such like a brain stimulant as well to keep them busy, because when he was bobbing in and out to get the treats yesterday, even in the thing, like he was, I don't know, he was like fishing. Do you
Let's
know
hope
I mean?
Seamus isn't like me, sticking his head in and going, ew, veg, have you any Dominoes?
Any Dominoes, Matt? All right, look, the Tricky 10 is on the way in the show very, very shortly.
It is. Would you like to take it on? Potentially win an unbelievable prize. This week, because the VHI Women's Mini Marathon is taking place this bank holiday Sunday, with 30,000 women from all over Ireland walking, jogging or running through the streets of Dublin, we're giving away 2 race entries every day. And on Friday, the player with the highest score at the end of the week will win 2 Silvertone stainless steel watches with Echo Drive technology from the event's official timing sponsor, Citizen Watch Ireland. And 2 €500 top flight holiday vouchers.
That's unbelievable.
Very, very
two
nice.
Two class watches. I just know now, if it was Jack, he wouldn't wear matching watches. Me, he hates matching things.
Really?
It's your bestie.
Oh yeah, I remember he does.
Some couples like matching things, but other besties love matching things.
I like when twins wear matching things. I think that's funny.
Adorable. Yes. But not as adults. Probably time
no,
to move on.
Well, to be fair, if you're an adult and you're a twin, grow up. That's... You know what I mean? Being a twin is for 10-year-olds. If you're 40 and you're like, here's my twin brother, I'm like, ick.
What?
Ick. No, grow up. Get out of that phase. Like, here's my twin brother. Would you stop?
What if they're identical and obviously twins?
No. It's childish.
It's childish.
It's
childish. 103.8. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning, what's going on? Another scorcher of a day, thank God to come.
Happy days.
Do you know what I've noticed recently? And this is going to sound mental.
Go on.
I don't know if anyone else has noticed this. Is the boom back or something? Because I am seeing, and I'm not joking, Ferraris everywhere.
Are you?
Ferraris. Like the actual physical Ferrari. I'm seeing multiple of them around the area.
I think the boom has been back for a while for the rich.
I wonder though, is that it? And like if you're already rich.
I think for a cohort of people, the boom is well and truly
back. If you're already rich, like, is that just that it's just easier to continue getting richer?
I think for the people who have the money to spend, which I don't know any of those people, they are not afraid to spend right now for some reason, even though everything's so expensive.
That's nuts to me. So I'm seeing Ferraris around.
I haven't seen a Ferrari.
I know I have no business living in Dublin 6, but I do. And some of the areas in Dublin 6 are obviously savage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Unreal houses or whatever. And sometimes you walk through them just to see what might be one
day.
House. Do you know what I mean?
That's the way it made it sound. Yeah. Just stroll through their
just
house
stroll through
just
their
see
house.
What's going on.
Say hello to the butler. Mm-hmm. But they're just outside. It's like I've seen 2 red Ferraris and 2 kind of silvery black kind of Ferraris.
Sorry now, if there is very wealthy people listening to the show, I doubt it. You're probably over our new stock. But... I'm sorry to offend you.
How crap would that be if you're driving a Ferrari through Dublin and you're listening to news talk?
Not the Tricky 10.
I think, what's the most Ferrari-esque radio station? Surely it's Spin.
I suppose it would be.
Summer's number one hit music station,
it is,
baby.
Big. But I'm not going to lie, if I had that much money, I'd be scarlet to buy a Ferrari.
I would be scarlet. And I'm not saying, if you're genuinely...
And that's
if you drive
not coming
Ferrari,
from a place of jealousy.
No, if like, you drive Ferrari, I'm like, yeah, that's really impressive. Fair play to you. Really, really cool. So
but
cool.
I'd be so, like, scarlet.
I'd be like, everyone... Like, if I brought that home, it would be keyed. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I spend most of my life worrying about the Ferrari.
It'd be keyed by my dad.
Yeah. Be like Tyson Fury and grind your Passat.
And your Passat.
You miss like a Passat. And Tutti in the Passat. And don't draw any attention to yourself. I'd honestly be so embarrassed.
Yeah. It's also just worry, isn't it? Like, you're like, why am I doing...
Where'd you even buy them? Is the Ferrari
I have
around?
No idea. I have absolutely
if
no idea.
If you wanted to go and buy a Ferrari now, I wouldn't know where to start.
A done deal, maybe?
I don't know if there's Ferrari.
That's how that shows you our level. We don't even know where to go. Tricky. For now, though, welcome on into the Tricky 10. All right, we got unbelievable prizes up for grab this week because the VHI Women's Mini Marathon is taking place this bank holiday Sunday with 30,000 women from all over Ireland walking, jogging or running through the streets of Dublin. So we're giving away two race entries every day, and on Friday, the player with the highest score at the end of the week will win two silver tone stainless steel watches with Echo Drive technology from the event's official timing sponsor, Citizen Watch Ireland, and two 500 euro top flight holiday vouchers.
Unbelievable. So a grand's worth of holiday vouchers as well. Eve is on giving this a crack this morning. I think you're feeling a bit nervous, are you?
Yeah, I woke up like shaking.
Oh no! Did you lose sleep over this, like?
A little bit. I was doing a bit of practice yesterday, but I'm okay. I'm ready to go.
How do you practice this game out of interest?
So me and my boyfriend, we play all the time, so I got him to just ask me loads of questions that end like in numbers. So
okay.
And all the girls that I work with as well.
Brilliant. Oh, that's cool. That's okay. Actually a really good shout.
You really deserve to win this grand this morning, don't you?
You do. What do you do for work, Aoife?
I'm a primary school teacher.
Very good.
Oh my God. So you've another month to go, do you? End of May? Is that when you wrap up?
End of May, yeah. Okay. End of May. Wow. And I just like to say hi to all my Scalani girls.
Scalani, so yeah. Cute. Whereabouts are you based?
In Raheny.
Lovely.
Very nice. Well, Aoife and all the girls in Scalani, hello and good morning to you. And the best of luck to you, Aoife. Welcome to the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. And if you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. All right. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win those two watches and the holiday vouchers. You've already won two race entries for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. And listen, if you get all 10 questions correct, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. How bad? Now, Saren is currently top of the leaderboard so far this week, scoring 3 in 55 seconds. I think it's beatable for you, Aoife, especially primary school teacher. You must have some level of general knowledge, which I'm hoping. So, the very best luck. Emma's going to ask your questions. We're rooting for you. I will say, before we start, I did this morning and I got an 8.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You're just bragging.
Oh, that's
now,
promising.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm thick, Aoife, so you're all good. So, what I will say is when Emma starts asking you questions, take a breath. Don't let it overstimulate you or anything like that. Just take a breath.
Keep calm, as the monks say.
Exactly, yeah. And have a think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't sound convinced.
That's not something I'm very good at, but okay.
Aoife, take a deep breath in. We'll go in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Jermaine, Jackie, Tito, Marlon and Michael were all part of the Jackson what?
5.
September is what number month of the year?
9.
Justin Timberlake and Madonna released a song in 2008 called How Many Minutes? We only got something minutes to save
4.
The world. Complete the name of this British low-cost airline, Jet What?
2.
How many Madagascar films have there been?
3.
The motorway that stretches from Kinnegad to Galway is the M what?
7.
How many events are there in the heptathlon event at the Olympics?
7.
What is 64 divided by 8?
8.
The men's FIFA World Cup that took place in South Africa was in the year 20 what?
10.
And IMC in... Oh, time.
We didn't get to your last question, unfortunately, Aoife, but we got through 9. How do you think you did?
God, they're really hard.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done, Dave.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. She's saying well done because I said I got an 8 earlier on. Now, in fairness, the only reason I got an 8 was because I knew the motorway question because Callum asked me before we started and I got it wrong. So then he told me the answer. So technically I got 7.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we only got through 9 questions. Let's see how you did out of those 9.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hell yeah! Woo! A score of 8.
Oh my god!
A score of 8.
Out of 9.
That is unbelievable. Oh, and I told you, I got 8 out of 10. You got 8 out of 9.
Yeah,
that was unbelievable.
Well,
Aoife,
oh my god!
How do you feel?
It pays to be a primary school teacher,
guys. Yes, it sure does.
Unfortunately, it doesn't. But
no, it really doesn't.
But fair play to you. That is unbelievable. You have topped the leaderboard with a massive score of 8 out of 9. You only got 1 wrong. The motorway that stretches from Kinnegad to Galway is the M. You said 7, which is exactly what I said this morning as well. Producer Callum corrected me. It is the M6. That was unbelievable, Aoife. I think 8 is one of our highest scores.
Yeah, it is. Well done. Especially out of a score of 9. I'd love to know if you would have got the last question.
Yeah, so would I.
All right, Aoife, mind yourself. Go and have a lovely day and best luck to you Friday, okay?
Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye. Okay, so we're going to play again tomorrow. Bear in mind, you can still beat it because Aoife scored in a very impressive 8 there, as you heard. But if you did that and did so in a quicker time, it would still top the leaderboard for you. And maybe you're sitting there going, 8, do mind 8. I can do a 10.
Yeah.
Win the grand on top of all those amazing prizes as well. And
it's a
register
challenge, isn't it?
Right now with the word tricky in a WhatsApp, please. We're on 087-711-1038. BHI Women's Mini Marathon this coming Sunday. And I'm
kind of keep forgetting you're doing it.
I know. And you know what's mad? It's just too hot to train.
Honestly, that is a genuine issue. Like, like Pippa went out like 3 times just walking yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't run in this weather.
It's too hot.
It's way too hot.
Yeah. So anyway, I was going to hopefully get a 5 and a 6K away this week, but we'll just see. And I'm going to wing it on Sunday. It'll be
unbelievable.
Grand.
As I said, the first 2 kilometres are just pure vibes anyway. And you're walking because there's so many people there.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I did it before. It's really good fun. It'll be grand.
You did do it before?
2 years ago, yeah.
Oh, unreal.
Yeah. And I've been out the night before. So should be all right.
You are going to be fine.
I hope so. But basically, I'm doing it for the NSPCA. It's basically what the DSPCA used to be called, but they've just taken in the ISPCA as well, in case you're wondering. If you're interested in learning more about that campaign, send a little animal emoji, by the way. But here's the thing. I feel like this wouldn't have happened to me if I wasn't supporting the NSPCA and I wasn't so much more aware of what they do, because basically I went up to visit them a few weeks ago, made a little video, it's on Spin's Instagram, you can see all the beautiful animals they have up there that are looking for a new home and all the rest. But on Friday, I got in from work and I was just asking around the kitchen, back door was open, the dog was in and out, and I heard this like little tiny thud on the window, and I just thought, I actually genuinely initially thought nothing of it. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was the dog, I don't know, stone or something, pebble maybe. But then I kind of looked out at him and he was kind of playing with something, and I went out and I was like, oh no, I thought it was a rat.
Mm-hmm.
And Seamus's dog, sorry, I'm talking about Seamus a lot this morning, I'm aware, but he's dug like loads of holes in the garden, so I just thought there was like a little mouse or something down in the hole, and yeah. I was a bit like, ugh.
Seamus is Emma's boyfriend.
Sorry, yeah. But I had a little look and it was a baby chick.
A
baby bird, like a little chick.
Oh.
Okay. So
now, is a baby chick a chicken? Or is that a bird? Like, is a baby bird a chick?
I think a baby bird's a chick. Isn't that fair? No matter what the bird.
Wow, I always would have thought that was like a little duck. Do you know what I mean? Like a duckling, I suppose, actually. But a chick, I would always think. Sorry. I never would have thought chick for a bird, ever. I would always think a chicken or a duck.
But you know the way, like, even in slang, you'd be like, hey, chick. And then it's like, oh, that's your bird.
That's your bird, yeah.
Okay, well, look, basically, there was a little chick and it was in the hole in the garden. And I was like, oh, what do I do? So obviously, what do? You go, Jack, Jack. He was on like a work call. I was like, help, help, help. I was like, I don't want to touch it. What if I get bird flu? You touch it.
Yeah, no, fair.
So we put on some gloves and he picked it up. And I was like, I don't know what to do with this.
How big are we talking?
Like, would fit in the palm of your little hand.
Like, fell out, was it flying or did it fall out of like
no,
a nest?
This is
or
the thing. It was definitely big enough to fly.
Oh, okay, great.
It did itself, but small enough to. I was like, I don't know if it's Silver Lined on its mother or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how independent it really is. Maybe that was its first attempt at flying and it didn't work out. God.
That's
so
very possible.
It was knocked into the window. So I was like, look, just get the chick away from the dog first and foremost. So we moved her around the front under a tree. And I brought out, like, sure, the whole sliced pan of Brennan's bread, being like, here you go.
Yeah.
Do you want some? And I was panicking, going, this chick, I think, might die. Maybe it's after breaking a leg or hurting a wing. Mm. And I genuinely was panicking. Like, I just was like, I need to save it. I need to bring it to the vet or whatever. And then I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll ring the NSPCA.
My friend at Nispica.
Nispica. So I don't have a, I don't know why, but I've been dealing with the girl who runs the fundraising side of things. So I just rang her.
Oh my God.
Who doesn't deal directly with the animals
you're
at all.
You're so sweet. You've rang the accountant.
Yeah. I rang the girl who deals with fundraising, who I dealt with because I'm running the
marketing girl.
I was like, well, Fiona, she was like, well, Emma, I don't really deal with this. Just let me get one of the lads in. So yeah, they basically said, and it was actually cool that, like, I got to see them in action.
Yes.
You know, so
a little mini ambulance shows up and everything.
I'd been to the petrol station filling up the car about half an hour before all this happened, and the girl behind the desk had a name tag on Jacinta. Mm-hmm. So I decided to call the bird Jacinta.
Ah, I love
so
that.
I put Jacinta into a little cup and I put loads of tissue around it so she was nice and cosy, and myself and Jacinta drove up to the NSPCA, and this guy called Graham came out and took Jacinta, and he looks after the birds at the NSPCA.
So your bird was just
in my car,
in your passenger seat, like?
Yeah, next to me, and every time we stopped at the traffic light,
what did you carry her in?
A cup, I told you.
A cup, so just a cup,
like a little cup.
That's adorable.
And then I put loads of tissue in it, and I put a tissue over the
top.
Oh,
sorry, yes.
And then I'd peek underneath the traffic lights, being like, Jacinta, are you okay? And she'd be breathing away, grand.
Wow.
But I was like, something's wrong. You need to be checked out by an expert. I don't know. So Graham came out.
We're going to James's.
Graham came out and took her, had a look at her, was like, I need to review her over the next few days. This is the update for you, and I'm waiting on an update from them. They needed to keep her for a few days before they could release her back into the wild.
Oh my
full
God.
Health checks, make sure there's no bird flu or anything like that as well. Make sure
I wonder, will
okay.
they release her back where you live? Because that's where her area.
I know, you'd like to think that, because she's up the Dublin Mountains now, yeah. with the NSPCA.
Yeah.
But that's the story of Jacinta. I'm becoming the dog and bird lady, and I don't know... yeah, otherwise I would have brought her to the vet. It would have cost me a fortune.
Honestly, fair play to you. Like, I would have done the same thing, but I would have been a lot more angry about it. Like, as soon as that happens, I'm instantly like, oh, so much to do now. I don't have time for this.
I totally get you. I was like, it's Friday. I was talking about my life. Now I'm bringing a chick up the mountain. But I was like, this is just what you do. What can you do? I could never forgive myself if I didn't support her out.
Enough.
You know what I mean?
Fair play to you.
Maybe she's living her best life up in the NSPCA now, looking for a home. Who knows?
I want to thank each and every one of you for getting in contact yesterday and giving me some tips on how to get a free upgrade in a hotel, because I've been paying out me hoop for this hotel for what feels like months now, and finally it's paid off and I go on holidays in 2 weeks. But I'm staying in such a nice place that but I'm still only just getting baseline for what I paid. Like, I was just like, I'm still only baseline stuff. So
you're
staying
in a beautiful hotel.
I am
normally
really,
you wouldn't be staying in that kind of luxury, but you and your girlfriend have said, alright, let's really go big, let's go ham, treat yourselves,
let's go and relax,
have the most incredible 10 days ever.
Exactly. So I'm looking for a free upgrade from the hotel.
If you're paying that much money, you really want to be treated like
exactly.
You can just go, I'll give it all to you in cash.
Exactly, 100%. So that was my curiosity. And I know it sounds absolutely ridiculous, but I just thought it'd be interesting to see if you had any tips for getting a free upgrade. And a lot of people did, and I really appreciate it. One of the main ones was to write an email to the hotel, basically just telling them how excited you are. Maybe ask them a question and then be like, but I'm so excited, I can't wait for this, I've been like dreaming of this hotel for ages, that kind of crap.
Another girl was on yesterday, she was really smart. She said she always emails in advance saying something along the lines of, look, I just want to check your dietary stuff, like, do you have gluten free options? So excited to celebrate my anniversary with my husband at your hotel or whatever, whether it's their anniversary or not.
The thought of writing this is too cringe for me. I can't I can't physically come to write it for myself. So what I decided to do was put Emma Nolan and Callum Farmer up to the task, right? I gave them some homework to go and write an email on my behalf to see if we can get a free upgrade.
Okay.
And now what I want you to do is listen to both Emma and Callum's homework and then vote for which is the favourite, right? Which one you think will get me the upgrade.
Which one we're going to press send on before 9 a.m.
Emma or Callum in a WhatsApp to 0877111038. You can vote after you hear their pleas.
Yeah, don't just vote for Callum now because you love him. It's not fair. Before we get into my email, I just want to say someone who listens to the podcast sent this advice in overnight.
Oh, yeah.
And Callum just gave it to me because it's so good. They said, Dave, make an email address along the lines of davereviewshotels@gmail.com.
Oh my God.
Or something like that. Then email the hotel about your booking, but don't mention that you're a reviewer. Let your email address do the talking.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And that's so smart.
That's genius.
So I actually think that what we're about to do is redundant because that's the advice to go with. But hey, will I kick it off?
Please.
This is what I think you should send, and obviously put it in your, don't be like, I would never say that. Put it in your own cool voice if you need to, okay?
I'm hoping there's some Greek thrown in here, guys.
Yamas.
Yamas.
Euros.
Kebab.
Hey you.
Hey you.
Nice hair. No live feedback, please, Dave. You need to listen.
Hey you, nice hair.
Wished.
They could be bald.
That's funny, then. I'm so excited about my upcoming stay in your fabulous hotel. I think I've already mentally checked in. It's safe to say, as someone who shares a house with four other renters who party most nights of the week, and as someone who's paying off this trip in installments for months, my expectations are high. With that in mind, I thought I'd cheekily ask whether there might be any chance of an upgrade of any sort. I'm going with my girlfriend, and I'm not going to waste your time with lies. There's no proposal on this trip. It's not our anniversary. It's not even either of our birthdays. But trust me, I'm fully prepared to enthusiastically appreciate an extra square meter in a room if it's going. A reserved sun lounger would do the trick, or even an extra pair of fluffy slippers. I've often seen things like rose petals on the bed, extra drinks or even bottled water on the sideboard, even a welcome card in the room for guests. And I've always thought, that's pretty cool. Kind regards, Dave.
Oh my god.
That's my email. Have a listen and see what Callum has to add and then vote for your favourite.
I'm just curious as to your thought frame.
Be honest.
Just be honest.
Be honest. You said you wanted bare minimum and something small would do the trick.
Yeah.
Yesterday the advice was just be straight up. I'm really excited. I'm not going to... I love the idea of being like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to propose on this trip, but I'd love some extra water.
Okay.
If you didn't like that one, Dave, you're not going to like mine.
Oh, fantastic.
Off you go, Callum.
I have to preface that Dave's girlfriend works for the fitness wearable brand Whoop.
Well said.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Dear Hotel, myself and my girlfriend who works for Whoop, the fitness wearable, cannot wait to stay in your hotel for a few weeks. I just want to make the experience the best that I can for my girlfriend who works for Whoop, as she works so hard traveling, promoting Whoop, the fitness wearable. I was wondering if there was anything we could do to surprise her when we check into your hotel. It's going to be a long flight from Ireland, and she's only back from America, working for Whoop, the fitness wearable. So she will be very tired after all that traveling and will want the most calm and serene break possible. If there is anything that you could do, from a room upgrade to an all-inclusive package to even a complimentary spa treatment to get our Whoop recoveries in the green zone, that would be much appreciated. I have to stress, this is all for my very hard-working girlfriend who works for Whoop, the fitness wearable. I believe that she should have the best holiday in the world. Regards, David Hammond. P.S. I could probably sort you out with a Whoop wearable. If you're
I was going to say, where is this? Like, what's with the... She works at Whoop. It's like, she's not dying. Like, she works at Whoop. Like.
Just get the brand out there.
Yeah,
because the people who work at the hotel may really want a Whoop.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I'll give you some free bands, yeah. Maybe. Okay, interesting.
So how much do you hate both of them?
I don't know what I expected. I stupidly expected you to do your best.
I did my best.
That's your best.
What would you have said?
I would have said, hey guys, just curious, you know, what the breakfast option is. I'm a very picky eater. Anyway, doesn't matter really. I just wanted to say I'm so excited to stay at your lovely hotel. And I can't wait to meet you all. And I can't wait to relax in this fantastic place that I have dreamed about staying in for years.
Well, you would have
been that in the first place.
If I said that, you would have been like, that sucks.
Emma, Callum, or neither in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. That's Emma, Callum, or neither. Let us know.
You got to press N on this before 9.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Right, basically, I'm going on holidays in 2 weeks, okay? And I'm trying to get a free upgrade of anything really in the room. Or just something nice in general, because I'm paying so much money in installments for this holiday that I thought, why not try and get the best of the best as opposed to what I've actually gotten, which is just bog standard hotel. Now, it is a nice hotel, but I would like something extra.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So what I decided to do was try and get a free upgrade. You gave me a load of tips yesterday on the show. And what we've decided to do was email the hotel, basically saying what we think of the hotel and how fantastic they are, and hoping they'll just give us something free when we land.
So what I did was I put Emma and Callum up to the task of writing that email. Emma went first, and her email consisted of basically, please, 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 please. I won't even lie to you. I just want this, and I just want that, and I just want something like this. And then Callum's was like, hi, my girlfriend works for Whoop, and by the way, did I mention my girlfriend works for Whoop? And also, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, my girlfriend works for Whoop.
As if she that's going to give you a free Whoop.
Yeah, as if that's going to make them go, oh, we should, you know, free upgrade this person. Yeah, she works for a massive tech company. She definitely needs a free upgrade. Stupid emails. So we decided to put them up to a poll. You could vote for Emma or Callum, or secret option, neither, to 0877 11 1038.
Just to say, there was never until now an option of neither. You just changed that today. Stephen's there. Hello.
Hey, Stephen.
I hope it's going nice.
We're good. All right, Stephen, you heard the two emails, Emma and Callum. You could also vote for neither. What are you voting for?
I went for neither.
Yeah, great decision, Stephen. Great decision. Please explain to them why, because they haven't a clue. They genuinely are really proud of their emails.
Well, Emma's reeks of desperation.
Yes, agreed.
And Callum didn't have enough whoops in it.
I think that's fair enough. Good point. Good feedback. Which one did you hate least, just out of interest?
Again, the desperation.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
Well, see, Callum's made me laugh, yours made me cringe.
Stephen, I am obsessed with your honesty.
It's my birthday.
Oh, Stephen, I'm such a big fan of you. Thank you very much. I'll go and write my own email, I think. What do you think?
Go for it. Yeah. Tell them it's your honeymoon.
Perfect. Yeah, great.
That's cringe.
Stephen, thank you so much.
It's worked for me. So.
Has it? Perfect. See, all right. That's good to know. Good to know.
All right, Stephen. Thanks, Mil.
Good luck.
Thanks. No problem. Cheers, mate.
Never ask me for help again.
I bloody won't. My God. As of right now, I don't think I'm getting a free upgrade, which is fair enough. I'll have to go and write them an email. But that advice you gave me from earlier on, who came in the podcast, which you can listen back to, Fully Charged, Recharged, and have your own say on Emma and Callum's emails. What it's basically...
Yeah, so someone messaged in, having heard the podcast overnight, because we were asking for advice on this yesterday, and they said, Dave, make a new email address along the lines of davereviewshotels@gmail.com, something like that. Email the hotel something random, like, you know, genuine inquiry, and let the email address do the talking.
How unbelievable is that? That
even
is
just
genius.
davereviews@gmail.com.
Dave Reviews.
It's
quite
smart, you know.
That's very clever.
Go forth.
And free upgrade.
And enjoy.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
And a lot of people might think this is very self-indulgent. This is also to help you get free upgrades in the future. You can use all these tips.
Mm-hmm.
Mention your girlfriend works for Whoop.
Unfortunately now, everyone around Dublin has an email address called Gemma Reviews.
Yeah.
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
How are we?
What's going on?
As the vibes are just immaculate.
Immaculate.
Immaculate vibes.
It's very hard for them not to be on such a gorgeous couple of days. But I'm stupidly like, this is it now. Our summer has started on Monday.
And it'll end on Friday.
Or Sunday. And No, I'm stupid enough to think this is what Ireland is like. It's like I forget that in a couple of days it's going to go back to normal. It's going to be freezing. It's going to be raining.
Fall into that trap. I was there last night going, I need to put all my coats away. They're all lying around the house. I need to get them all stacked away.
I was going
to need them until the winter.
I was going to put away the electric blanket, and I was like, do you know what? That's probably stupid because I'll probably need it next week.
Yeah. Speaking of clothes, though, had a little depressing moment yesterday. I'm in this flow at the moment of just trying to, like, I've been saying this for how long?
Becoming a minimalist.
Oh, Christ. I know. I'm a little pain in the ass, aren't I? But I am just trying to move stuff along. And there's nothing more depressing than bagging up your clothes to put them in, like, you know, the proper bins, like down in the park or whatever, where you recycle your clothes or charity shops. When I was sitting there last night going through jeans, going, Emma, nobody on Vinted wants them. Do you know when you have that moment where you're looking at them going, I love those jeans.
Yeah.
I love them. We've had years of fun together. But nobody wants them.
I'm so with you.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, a charity shop would be like, are you insulting me by dropping that in? And you could put it up on Vinted for £2 and it's probably an overestimate.
I know. I have a load of t-shirts in the back of the car to drop off the charity shop. And I'm just like, I'm looking at them going, oh, maybe this is bad.
It's sad because they're like, Vinted, sure, just put it on Vinted. And I was going through last night. I was about to go and take like the 6 photos or whatever you need to take for Vinted. And I was like, don't even waste your camera roll space. No one is going to buy those jeans. They need to just go in the bag now and you need to move on.
Yeah, it's
but when
sad.
Your clothes
Where do you put them then? Do you put them in the bin?
No, well, you wouldn't put them in a bin like that. But you know, they have like the recycled.
Oh, the clothes bins.
The clothes bank. Is that what they call them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Clothes bank. Yeah. The one you can never actually open.
Yeah.
The one you're shoving coats into.
Yeah, yeah. But it was just a moment where I was like, that's sad. Because nobody loves the jeans like I love them.
No, I get you. Yeah.
And those jeans cost me 50 quid.
You can write a little review on them and be like, these jeans will get you through so many times.
Well, no, sometimes I've written in like being like, I promise these are so comfortable. It's just time for me to move on.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Our favourite time of the week. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Yes, welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. We've been done in the past, speaking of London Underground, the 10 London Underground lines.
Oh, yeah. How was anyone to know that?
A lot of people did very well. The most followed football teams on Instagram and loads more. Emma and Dave, you've 3 lives each. You're going to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list. You're going to get a point for each correct answer and lose a life that for something that isn't in my top 10. If you can't fill out the whole 10, we'll throw it out.
I'm worried about this one. Yesterday he basically was just like, this is so bizarre.
Yeah, this is probably one of the weirdest ones that I've done, and I'm going to explain my working, my thought process for this. So tonight I'm going to the restaurant Six by Nico for their chipper menu. I'm very excited. I've never been before. In anticipation of going to the chipper menu, I went onto my local chipper's website. They have 10 options on their sauces and dips category. Can you name them?
Wow.
I love it. Okay, that's great.
So, I am looking for the 10 options to order from my local chipper in Santry in the sauces and dips section of their website. And I will preface this by, the list is in alphabetical order. So, whatever is in at number one is higher up the alphabet than is what is at number 10.
So, sorry, there's more than 10
options? No, there's 10. There's exactly 10 options on the chipper's website under sauces and dips.
Sauces and dips.
Sauces and dips. We'll start this morning with Emma Nolan.
Garlic mayo, please.
Garlic mayo. It's actually on this website as garlic sauce, but I'll allow it. Number 4.
Garlic.
So remember what I said.
Alphabetical.
It's in alphabetical order, so you can kind of think around. Garlic sauce is at number 4.
Ketchup.
Ketchup is number 6. And it is ketchup. It's not tomato ketchup.
It's not red sauce.
Not red sauce. Mm. It's ketchup.
Okay, taco sauce,
please. Yeah, that was going to be my name.
Taco sauce is number 9.
Okay. Imagine if the one we actually get all 10 correct is the one about sauces from Chippers.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is number 7. And I'm slightly panicking because I don't have a backup question.
What's your favourite dip?
so good.
I know we've done garlic mayo.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to go back in the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E.
So garlic mayo was number 4.
And I just wonder how extra your local chipper is. Would they do a separate alioli? Which is like more intense.
Garlic. No, she's on the north, the south side, wouldn't you?
Not on the north side. Okay. It is not in the chipper in Santry.
Okay. All right,
Emma, you've lost a life.
I'm worried.
You need to find out the chipper's name, by the way. Give them a mention.
It's Romeo's.
It's a Romeo's. Yeah. Okay.
Curry sauce.
Curry sauce. Number 3. Irish curry sauce in the chipper, different to the British curry sauce. British is sweeter. Curry sauce.
Chipotle.
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 Not on the list.
Oh.
Right, that's me nearly out.
So we're looking for the 10 options to order from my local chipper in Santry's in the sauces and dip section of their website.
Oh.
Number 3 is curry. Number 4 is garlic. Number 6 is ketchup. Number 7 is mayo. And number 9
mayo.
Is taco
mayo.
Sauce.
I over. Feel stupid. I forgot
mayo for
one.
Sam.
Well, it's Dave up next.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go for number 5, please. Gravy.
My chipper does not do gravy.
Your chipper is rotten.
I know. Well,
it doesn't do gravy.
Fancy a nice chipper, but no gravy.
I do like Romeo's, in fairness. It doesn't do gravy.
No gravy.
Nuts.
I know.
Barbecue sauce, please.
Barbecue sauce, top of the shop, number 1.
Okay.
Barbecue sauce, well done.
So it's 3 apiece. Dave has lost 1 life, Emma's lost 2.
So there's it's in between the B and the C. I'm kind of thinking like cheese.
Cheesy sauce. Could be,
cheesy,
you know.
Cheesy sauce.
Yeah, sure. They do like runny cheese on chips, don't they?
Yeah, do they?
They don't.
No!
Some chippers would, but No, no cheese sauce.
What's between G and K? G H H I J
H I J
J J J K H I J. So what's
hummus?
Like, honestly, could it be?
No, not in a chipper.
So the list that we have so far: barbecue sauce at number one, curry sauce at three, garlic at four, ketchup at six, mayo at seven, and taco sauce at nine.
MMNOP.
Oh, I think I have two.
Do you, Dave?
Well, I think I have number two.
Sauce, sweet and sour. No, they wouldn't do that.
Sweet and sour, go sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour sauce?
Not in the list.
Ah, oh, crap, sorry, my bad.
I just did the same to you.
Emma is out.
My last guess is chili, like sweet chili.
Ah, very good.
Chili sauce, it's number two.
Yes, come on.
So, Dave, you still got one life to go. We're looking for 5, 8 and 10.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, ketchup, mayonnaise, taco sauce. It's not burger sauce because it's in alphabetical order. So I'm going to go with... I don't have another one.
I wouldn't be going for anything else anyway if it was me. Like, do you know, if I ordered, that's...
I'm a very plain Jane. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't, like... I think I'm giving up, man.
Okay.
All right.
That's all right. That is no problem. 7 out of 10 this week. Not bad at all.
Very fun one, though. Very good.
I wasn't sure if you were going to like this one or
love
not because
it.
It's a bit weird. I am looking
I love any Top 10 Tuesday where I can actually guess.
Yeah.
I
am looking for the 10 options to order from my local chipper in Santry in the sauces and dip section of their website. We've got barbecue sauce at one, chili at two, curry at three, garlic at four, ketchup at six, mayo at seven, and taco sauce at nine. So we're looking for 5, 8, and 10.
Are you being pedantic in any way?
8 and 9 is a little bit pedantic, okay. But when you find out what it is, you'll be like, oh, no, they
are
different.
You mean, is it?
Eight and nine.
So we already have nine.
You already have nine, which is taco sauce number eight. You'll be like, oh, isn't that kind of similar?
Right.
But we'll tell you more in a sec. So 087 711 1038, get your guesses in, and we will find out the list in about 5 minutes.
IMC Cinema passes to go on this if you can help us out this morning. So as Callum said, get your guesses over to us on WhatsApp, 087 711
1038. Welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. It's the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. The inspiration for my topic this week is I'm going to Six by Nico, the restaurant tonight, and they're doing their chipper menu. 10 courses, by the way.
10 courses.
I'm going to be stuffed by the end of it.
Yeah, they always do 10 courses. I had, what was the last one I had? I can't remember. It was something like, it was like Disney or it was like
a... It's not meant to be 6 courses, hence why it's called Six by, though. Because it's like six...
Yeah, that's actually a good shout.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing 10. Anyway, that's... much of a muchness because their menu that they're doing is the chipper menu. So I went on my local chipper's website in Santry, and on their sauces and dips category there were 10 items. So I thought this is perfect for a Top 10 Tuesday. So I'm looking for the 10 options to order from my local chipper in the sauces and dips section of their website. It's in A to Z. The guys in studio did very well this morning. They got 7 out of 10. Number 1 is barbecue, number 2 is chili, number 3 is curry, number 4 is garlic, number 6 is ketchup, number 7 is mayo, and number 9 is taco sauce. Now, I did say just a minute ago that I think that you will find 8 and 9 very contentious.
Okay.
Because they're kind
of
the same.
I knew you had to be being pedantic in some place.
Yeah, well, it's the website.
It's the place. Yeah.
But there are a couple of ones that I think that you'll be like, oh, why is that on there?
I can't believe gravy's not on it. Like, that's just horrendous.
So I have 2 chippers next to me. There's the Romeo's, and then there's another one called Mr. Perry's, which is kind of a local one.
That's the one I go to, I reckon.
Chicken gravy.
Class.
Oh,
can you get gravy in Romeo's?
No.
You can't.
No.
It's not on the menu.
No.
That's nuts. Do you know where the best gravy in the world is?
It.
You know exactly what I'm going to say.
3, 2.
I actually instantly can't think of the place it's called. It's in Walkinstown and it's in Ratmines.
Hillbillies.
Yeah. That is the best gravy.
Fiona had that at a wedding.
Did she?
Well, Dwayne.
Oh, yeah, Dwayne did.
Dwayne
actually ran before they got their wedding pictures taken, Fiona's husband, because they wanted the hillbillies in their pictures for some reason.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Now, standing by this morning to help us complete this list is Dylan. How are you?
Not too bad.
All right, Dylan, do you frequent the chipper?
I used to work in the chipper.
Okay,
did you?
you're going to actually ace this. What are we forgetting? What? Like, give us the first one on your list, your first guess.
I think I only have one. The only one I can think of is the mix of garlic and chili, which is kebab sauce.
Kebab sauce.
I've never had kebab sauce.
Is that K?
It's number 5.
Ah.
Kebab sauce, the chipper that I go to, does like a kebab tray in a box where it's chips, kebab meat, and then the mix of kebab sauce and cheese. It's unbelievable.
I was about to say, is it yum, Dylan? kebab sauce.
Yeah, well, it depends. Like, you know that way? You have to get, you have to like garlic to like it, you know that way?
Okay. Yeah. I'm a big garlic
fan.
So
you don't have any other. So we have barbecue sauce, chili sauce, curry sauce, garlic mayo, kebab sauce, ketchup, mayo, and taco sauce. There's not two others that you can think of now.
No, that's the thing. And they're high on the list as well. Like, they're nine, what'd you say, 8 and 9, is it?
8 and 10, we're missing.
8 and 10.
Ones, like.
Yeah. All right, Colin.
I think one of them's going to be like simple.
Yeah, put us out of our misery there.
It's going to be what?
Simple.
Oh, simple,
so,
sorry. Yeah.
As I was saying earlier, number 9 is taco sauce. On the number 8 is taco mince.
Ew, so you what's can, that?
As a sauce?
You can buy...
Ah, that doesn't count.
That's what's on the website, unfortunately.
Under sauces, though. That's
taco mince.
So, but it's taco sauce with beef mince in.
Interesting.
So like a chili con carne.
Yeah.
And then number 10, you're going to be annoyed at this one.
Go on.
When I saw it, I would be annoyed. I don't know why it's in the sauces and dips.
Vinegar.
Ah, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. I was going to say that, and then I was like, nah, it's not a sauce.
So, basically, we got everything correct.
Pretty much.
Bar kebab sauce.
Yeah.
We did well. 100%. I'm happy with that.
Dylan, well done. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Bye. Speaking of vinegar, my friend Avian, I don't know if I've ever told you, and she wouldn't kill me, actually.
Oh, you have said something about Ave and vinegar.
She is... like
she puts on everything, doesn't she?
Like, she'd put it on her toast.
That's nuts.
Like, it's almost like you want a few chips with your vinegar. Like, she'll go to the fanciest restaurant, like, take your 6 Panico, and I don't know, I can't even think for really fancy, go to the Ivy Hotel in Dublin for your dinner. She, like, unless she can, she'd ring ahead and be like, is there vinegar?
Oh my God.
I lived in Athlone.
She'd ring ahead and ask if there's vinegar.
Otherwise, she's not going to enjoy her meal. Like,
that's nuts.
I went to Athlone, I lived in Athlone years ago, and she came to visit me one Friday. And we were just cooking at home, I think. Or no, did we get a chipper? I think we did. I had no vinegar in the house anyway, and she'd consider that like really offensive to our friendship. We had to ring the chipper and ask them to deliver a bottle of vinegar.
Malt vinegar or the other favorite. One?
I don't think she's fussy, just any vinegar.
Really?
Literally. Vinegar. It's mad.
That's amazing.
So I'd say she's delighted it's on the sauces.
Obviously, Emma, we're both in happy relationships, loving relationships, but there are a lot of people out there in the world who are not. They are currently in situationships.
God, I've been there.
A lot of people are single and don't have anyone, which is fair enough. But even we were all talking to someone who just came into the studio to say hello to us. She's in a situationship. There's a lot of people in situationships in the world. Mm-hmm. And situationships can be very... I've sent off Siri by saying situationships too much. Sorry. But situationships are obviously basically when you're kind of seeing someone... but
no label on it,
you don't really know where it's going.
I hate it.
Maybe one likes the other more than the other likes the other, do you know what I mean? That kind of a vibe.
It's too casual for me. I can't. It's all or nothing, man.
I loved a situation.
I say that,
day,
but I don't really.
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it.
No, I never enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it until I enjoyed it until like maybe I got feelings and I was like, oh, let's go.
Oh, I just I can't hack the unknown. I'm well, single for like 11 years.
Yeah, fair enough. I think a situationship is kind of like when you like someone enough, but you don't want to maybe make them your girlfriend or make them your boyfriend. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'd be too scared of hurting someone's feelings or getting my feelings
hurt. Yeah, but that's why you have to have an agreed upon thing that's just like, oh, this is just casual. Do you know what I mean? Until someone catches feeling, then you're like, so yeah, bye.
Jeez, that's so cruel, isn't it?
But that's how life works.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It just happens. But what was interesting was I came across this girl's TikTok. Mm. And it was, I'm bored. What is the most diabolical thing a situationship has ever said to you? So someone who, people have been in situationships, they've obviously had some nasty things said to them in the past.
Why I swerve them.
Which is kind of like, I don't really care about you vibes. Do you know what I mean? You're not really that person for me. Mm. So I thought I'd read you some of the comments because they are diabolical. Now, all of these are women.
Yeah.
Typing these.
But it's not that the girls don't do it to the guys. It's just that the guys wouldn't be as upfront about being vulnerable enough to share a girl.
That's very true. There. So the girl said, I'm bored. What is the most diabolical thing a situation has ever said to you? We were at the club and the DJ said, single ladies, put your hands up. And this guy said, yo, put your hands up. And then he lifted my hands up for me.
No, you see, I'm not built for it. I'm just not built for it.
Madison says, I finally ended things with him and he told me he was proud of me.
No, I can't. I get too defensive. I'm getting defensive at women I've never met.
We were on a trip together and he goes, do you think we'll go to each other's weddings?
They were on holiday. That's horrendous.
We were hanging out and I asked, do you think about me when I'm not around? And he said, I don't think about you even when you are around.
No.
People are so mean. I hate it.
This guy said to me, you know you don't have to message me every time to let me know you got home safe.
Sorry. In this case, it is men are the worst.
God.
How could you say that to someone that you're like sleeping with? How could you say that to someone? It's awful.
He rushed us both out of his house early the next morning so he could go to his dentist appointment. Both hopped in our separate cars, but I waited in my car and watched him circle back and go back into his house.
He was just trying to get rid of her.
Yeah.
Oh, lads, you know what? It makes me sick. Dave, you'd never do that to anyone, would you?
I genuinely wouldn't. I wouldn't have the confidence. I don't know where these lads are getting the confidence. This guy said to me, you're such a great girl. You have so much love to give. I just don't want it.
Oh my God.
My favourite one though. Do you want my favourite one?
Like, part of me is like, surely these aren't real people.
No, it is. I'm trying to think of examples. I've been told some horrible things over the years as well, but I can't even think. Like, funny. And I understand it's funny, like, in a way. But like, if you're offended by that and you actually like someone, that's so
it's horrible. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. But this one is my favourite one. This guy said to me, I might be getting back together with my ex, but I'll keep you posted.
I'm shocked.
I love how honest people are.
People are brilliant to share it, and you have to laugh, because honestly, if you don't laugh, but honestly, everyone deserves better.
I know.
Every day this week on the show, we've got a €200 one for all voucher to win. We're celebrating the release of the new epic live action adventure. It's called Masters of the Universe, and it's in cinemas on the 3rd of June.
There's loads of good movies coming lately, and I'm so buzzing about it. Basically, the storyline is, after spending 15 years searching for the legendary Sword of Power, Adam finally discovers the truth about his destiny. Returning to Eternia, he finds his kingdom under the rule of Skeletor. And to save his world, Adam must become He-Man and prove that true strength comes from within.
In order to win the €200 one for all voucher this morning, you do have to answer your phone with He-Man's famous catchphrase. So let's hope for the best, because we gotta go. Turn 10, oh my God.
I have the power.
Beautiful.
Do you know what? I'd give it the same level of energy as well, Sarah, if it was me.
I don't believe you, Sarah.
Yeah.
I have a bit of power.
I'm half awake.
I have some energy.
Yeah. The baby's asleep in the back seat of the car.
Okay.
Well, then you do have the power. What's the crack with you today? Where are you off to, you and the baby?
Nothing really. I'm on maternity leave, so just enjoying the sun.
Oh, isn't it just so nice? Yeah.
Where are you going in the car, Sarah?
Well, she's just gone for a nap, so I'm just trying to never have her nap.
Oh, so
I take her
around.
And she'll wake up. So, yeah.
Listen, and when the baby's sleeping, you should be sleeping, Sarah. Isn't that right?
If only.
Yeah, if only.
I was thinking of Fiona as well. Our Fiona on a return's leave in this weather. Lucky devil. Lucky devil.
Yeah.
Well, look, enjoy it when you can, and we'll keep our voices nice and low, and hope the baby gets a good nap.
What's the baby's name, Sarah?
Demi.
I'm going to give Demi her very first shout out on radio ever. Hello, Demi.
You're asleep.
You can clip that now and send that to her when she's older.
Brilliant, thanks.
€200 one for all voucher, all yours, all with thanks to Masters of the Universe in cinemas on the 3rd of June. See you later.
That's great, thanks so much.
Bye, Sarah.
Talk to you later.
Will radio still be a thing when Demi gets that?
It better be. Well, keep fighting on.
Are you listening, Demi? Do we still have jobs?
Okay, tomorrow morning from 7:30, your chance to win that €200 one for all voucher. In the meantime, we got to go. We got to blast. Michaela's on the way.
Kicking off
the Naughty Threesome on a sunny, sunny Tuesday. The Kooks in there, Girls Aloud, and DJ Sammy on the way
next.
We'll
be back tomorrow live from 7 a.m. and we can't wait. We'll see you then. We love you so much.
Get the sun cream out. Get the paddling pools out. Good luck. Good luck.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.